This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, November 22nd. Well, in Thursday trading, corn approaches May lows after a recent $1 rally. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Now we're kind of approaching the old lows of May. If you go back and take a look at that chart, we shot up a dollar after the USDA gave us some bullish news. And that's a problem, right? We had funds 500,000 contracts short. That was some fuel for that fire, but we rallied a buck. And now we've kind of given it all back. And there's old traders that will tell you all the time, you need something to feed the bull every day. You just can't have this market rally on nothing. And so having given back almost all that move, we couldn't sustain that rally. Once you get those 500,000 contract shorts out of the market, there's no shorts to kind of hold it up. There's nobody that's really worried about buying their shorts back. So that's why you start to see that market kind of fall back to earth.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 6.5 at 508.25. December corn was up 1.75 at 368.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down 10, ranging from 580 to 595. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 5, ranging from 581 to 596. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 6, ranging from 640 and a quarter to 670 and a quarter. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was also down 10, ranging from 590 to 603. Live cattle for December was up 2.5 cents at 119.37.5. November feeder cattle was down $1.75 to 145.50. And November class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 2037.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.